Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello there once again, and of course, a big welcome to you out there, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to another episode from Stress to Authentic Success. I'm, of course, your host, Danielle Sachs. Yes, true world mentor, author, speaker, and of course, your host here on this beautiful platform, UK Health Radio. And I want to thank you for tuning in again to this weekly space where every single time we talk about what it really means to feel rich beyond success, beyond money, and far beyond appearances, of course. If you've been listening to this show for a while, you may have noticed something changing. And that change begins with me, because for years, I've been guiding now entrepreneurs and leaders to shift from stress, overwhelm, even burnout to what we have called all the time authentic success, a life aligned with who they truly are. But as you've heard previously, I want to take you even deeper, because what I've discovered and what I've lived in these last months and years is that authentic success is not the end point. There's something so much richer, something deeper, something more lasting. It's what I now call true wealth. True wealth is not just about what you achieve or what you have. It's about how you feel, how you live, how connected you are to your energy, to your essence, to your body. And yes, it starts in your body with your energy, your life force, as I call it. So let me ask you this today. How often do you really stop to listen to your body? What it is telling you in the background under all the busyness of every day? You see, we often talk about mindset, performance, vision. But what about your physical temple? Your only home. Your body is not just something you manage. It is your foundation. And if your body's energy is out of sync, you cannot fully feel alive, not feel free or fulfilled. And as I always say, your body never lies. Your mind can deny, but your body will always tell the truth. I've lived that example myself, and that is why I am so excited about this episode, because today we are going to explore a method that taps directly into the wisdom of the body, and that is cryotherapy. Now, it may sound intimidating because stepping into extreme cold can be discomfort. Yes, it can be so uncomfortable, but it's far from just a trend. I believe cryotherapy is a powerful tool. And I believe that in a world that's constantly on, I think this kind of reset is not just a luxury. It is essential to know this kind of tools, to know this kind of therapy. And so today, to take us on this journey, we have the honor of speaking with two extraordinary women who are pioneers in the world of cryotherapy. Now, the first one, Antra Gestroff. Now, Antra's decades-long passion for an active and healthy lifestyle and love for cryotherapy, it turned into a profession in 2010 when she moved to the United States and became one of the first cryotherapy entrepreneurs in the country and the original gangsters of the now really booming industry. Since then, Antra has built several cryotherapy-related businesses and education programs, and she has become a go-to trainer, consultant, coach, you name it, for owners of emerging and established wellness businesses across 17 time zones. Wow, from the Pacific coast of the US to Australia. I believe she now lives in Germany, manages an online community of close to 3,000 cryotherapy entrepreneurs, chairs the Cryotherapy Industry Association, and serves as an ambassador for the Global Wellness Institute and co-chairs the Institute's Cryotherapy Initiative. So you can believe that it is an absolute honor for me to talk to Antra. Now, her partner, Maria Ansabella, is one of the world's leading authorities on the whole body cryotherapy and one of the first to bring the therapy to the UK. Maria founded London Cryo in 2016, and this has now three high-end clinics in Central, Northwest, and the City of London. And of course, it is a multi-service wellness clinic offering not only whole body cryotherapy, but also local one and also a cutting edge range of holistic therapies. Now, I believe that Maria is also a regular speaker and educator in whole body cryotherapy and wellness in the UK. So I have two ladies here that we're going to talk cryotherapy. And I believe they are both pioneers, as I said. So before we talk to these beautiful human beings, these beautiful souls, let me plant this seed in your mind. You don't have to wait for your wake-up call to reconnect with yourself. You don't need a breakdown to start listening to your body. I see it here every single week. There is another way of living, a one where your inner world and your body become your ally, your compass, your source of strength, you name it. It's what true wealth is all about. So stay with me, because today's conversation might open a door you didn't even know existed. I know I'm a bit curious to hear what cryotherapy is all about. And maybe it might even invite you to come home to your body, to your breath, to your deepest self. So we will dive in just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, of course, in this amazing episode. Something very, very different today. As I said in the intro, I'm talking to Antra and Maria about the whole body cryotherapy. Now, one of you can explain to me the difference, what actually cryotherapy is, and what is the difference between the just cryotherapy and the whole body cryotherapy? Because I'm interested and intrigued to hear about that. Both of you are experts, but who can answer this question starting?
I'd like Andra to start with this because she gives a great definition of it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so to start, I'll say that cryotherapy is, if we go to the very basis of it, using cold for therapeutic purposes, period. Mm-hmm. So it is not whole body or localized, it is just cold for therapeutic purposes. And then when we say whole body cryotherapy, obviously it suggests that the entire body is...
Yes.
Exposed to cold, right?
Mm.
And there are several forms of whole body cryotherapy as well. One of them could be if you immerse yourself in cold water, like up to the neck. It's also whole body cryotherapy in a sense.
Of course.
And then there is whole body cryotherapy in our meaning of the word, which is super chilled air that is applied to the entire body. And just for simplicity, we use the term whole body cryotherapy only for this cold air application. Although we understand that there will always be people who will think of something else when they hear cryotherapy.
Can I ask you a question? Because I'm not into the whole body cryotherapy, but I'm very much into applying cold to my body for, every morning, I'm just going to give an example. Every morning, I'm taking a truly cold shower. To me, it has helped me for my immune system. And when I say a cold shower, I really start with, I put the tap on and I really start with cold water for like about a minute or two.
Very
Is
good.
that a form of cryotherapy?
Yes, it is. It definitely is, Danielle, and well done for starting the day that way. But we say, like, there's a place for both ways of doing cryotherapy, cold water immersion and whole body cryotherapy. When you do cold water immersion and going into a cold shower like you do, that's great for building resilience. It's great for your immune system.
Yes.
So there are benefits from doing it. But if you're dealing with inflammation or pain, wanting to feel less stressed, although cold water can help with that. You need to get to the really cold temperatures in a whole body cryotherapy session for it to trigger the benefits of doing it at a really cold temperature to get the benefits of
And how
reducing
cold is
inflammation.
that temperature then?
Minus 110 degrees Celsius is as cold
Oh.
as the cryotherapy machines get.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay. So
that's give or take.
it's a machine that does
Give or
that
take,
then.
yes. Yes, that's correct.
You
So
can't do this temperature without special technology. So that is,
that's what I thought.
yeah.
But let's go to the beginning of you guys, your experience, how you went from stress, let's say, because you both, I suppose, have an experience that has motivated you to start cryotherapy for yourselves. And now, today, I mean, Antra, you are the godmother of cryotherapy. And I think probably Maria is the queen in England of cryotherapy. So
Yeah.
I'm just saying, can you, Antra, maybe you can start with sharing your own experience of how you discovered it for yourself, what it did to you, and how that has motivated you to become who you are today.
I think I am a perfect example of what cryotherapy can do for stress because my very beginning was I'm Latvian, so it was back at home. Very early 2010, I did something that I did not really expect or was prepared for. I turned around and walked out of my last paid job where I was a CEO of a 250 people company, and I had
Wow.
been running the company throughout 2008 financial crisis, and it was a very stressful period, as you may imagine. And I did end it all, just like
You just
snapping
walked out.
fingers. And I walked out, and I was not in the best position at all. Not physically, not mentally. I couldn't sleep. I was overworked. I was struggling with many things. And suddenly I had more time in my hands because I did not have to go to work. So I did decide to give cryotherapy a try because I had heard of it, but I always were putting it like on the back burner later. And now there was time. And I went for my first whole body cryotherapy session. Walked out. It was a beautiful April day, so 15 years ago, almost to date. And I suddenly felt, what am I even worrying about? It's like beautiful weather, beautiful life, sun is shining. And that was the endorphin rush that
Yes.
kicked in right after that whole body cold exposure. So I fell in love with the feeling. I started coming back 10 times, then 10 times more. And it really saved me from who I was and how I was feeling. And then, like a few months later, it somehow by coincidence turned into my profession as well. But that
No
was not
coincidence,
the
my
plan.
dear.
More than one coincidence. You wouldn't believe that story is worth of a book on its own. I became a
Maybe a good idea for the
godmother of
second
cryotherapy.
book. Yeah.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So, Maria, what happened in your body or in your life that
Yes.
you turned to cryotherapy?
So for me, I was in the corporate world. I was an accountant, mother of two, and training for the New York Marathon at the time. And I was listening to a podcast with Tony Robbins, and he was talking about how he did cryotherapy and got so many benefits from doing it. And I thought, oh, actually, I need to try this. And there was no one doing it in the UK. But as I was going over to New York to do the marathon, I tried to find a place to do cryo, and there were so many places.
Yes.
Americans
yes.
were already onto it. I think thanks to Andrew as well. So they were already onto doing cryotherapy, and I thought I'll try the treatment while I was out there. And when I did, I fell in love with it. I mean, the benefits of dealing with jet lag, the recovery from training,
beautiful.
The endorphin rush, you feel much better. It helps to lower cortisol levels when you're doing it consistently. So I got the benefits of doing it. And then I came back to the UK and realized, actually, we need to bring this treatment to the people of London. Because of all those benefits I was getting, other people needed to get those benefits. And that's what made me establish London Cryo here 8 years ago.
Wow. So both personal experience with it, who have turned into a passion and a mission, and as I can hear. Now, can you just tell me, just to be clear and practical, when you guys did your first cryotherapy, was that already with a machine or was that an ice bath? Because you hear like Wim Hof has, you know, he's a Dutch guy who, you know, that I've been following for a long time as well.
Yes.
But when I hear is that's a different thing, that's an ice bath, or is that the same as what you guys are, you both women are talk about?
No, it's not the same at all. And ice bath and whole body cryotherapy using extremely cold air are two actually
totally
very
different
modalities. So you can have some of the same benefits if you are immersing yourself in cold water.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest difference between what we are talking about,
yes.
And that was our first experience of cryotherapy, so it
okay.
was cold water or
okay.
anything.
So it was a machine. It was a technology.
It was a machine.
Yeah.
It was a technology where you strip down to underwear and expose your almost naked body to like minus 100 and whatever,
wow.
10, 20,
mm-hmm.
30 degrees Celsius. And with that...
How long, can I ask you? How long does that take? So how long are you exposed?
It depends on where you're doing it, which equipment you're using, but it's normally a 3 minute session.
3 minutes.
Yeah, and it's timed perfectly so that it is cold, but it is safe. And
okay.
One thing that people don't realize when they say, oh, I don't like cold, and they usually refer to those same cold showers you
yes.
that you are taking, it is actually a brave thing to do because
I
cold
love it.
Shower
gives
feels
you a...
much worse than a whole body cryo session in cold air. But that is what you do. And in those 3 minutes, because the air is so cold and your skin temperature drops very quickly, the brain gets that signal that something needs to be done about survival, because that environment is not normal for survival. So you get that fight and flight reaction kick in that is...
So, sorry, can I interrupt? Because I just want to understand. So what you're actually doing with that cold air is stressing your body.
It is.
You're
yes.
bringing your body into a stress response.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear.
Yes, absolutely. And there is now... like scientific term for it. It's called hormesis or
yes.
good stress.
Mm-hmm.
And that may involve heat or cold or any other form of stress exercise. For example, intensive exercise is also hormetic stress.
Yes.
And that is something that the body absolutely needs. The only stress that the body does not need is the chronic, not going anywhere stress, oftentimes emotional.
Stress in our head.
Physical
yeah.
stress in our head, exactly.
Mm.
But physical stress we do need. And especially we do need it because our lives today are very... kind of protected from everything that our ancestors were facing naturally, right? We are always in either heated or conditioned environment. We
mm-hmm.
are never starving. Food is
true.
Readily available whenever. And that causes an array of problems. The human body does not function properly anymore, and it loses the resilience that Mother Nature gave it. So actually, whole body cryotherapy is one of the ways to wake the body up plants to make it perform better again naturally. And that is the beauty of it, that you don't take pills, you don't do anything harmful to the body at all. You are just relying on the body's natural embedded abilities to take care of its own ailments. And
Yes.
that's why people love it, and that's why even more people should be loving
And
it.
am I understanding well that your body adapts to that cold? Is it a form of reaction and then adaptation? Or is that not possible? So it's only taking 3 minutes. I just want to understand a little bit why it's because it's short. It's long and it's short,
Yes.
3 minutes. I suppose in it, maybe it's long, but when you talk about it, 3 minutes, it's not long. So
It's
can
not
the
very
body
long.
not hold a long time?
It gets cold enough to shock the body, and as Andrew
Yes.
said, it goes into fight or flight mode. But then you're normally in a room with someone, so they get you through, you do your breathing, and you set your mindset,
Oh.
and then it does the fight or flight, triggers you, thinks, oh, I'm in danger, your sympathetic nervous system
Yep.
kicks in. But once you step out, the sympathetic system kicks in, and you calm down and you reset, right? So
Yes.
the body knows that actually I can do this for 2, 3 minutes. Unlike cold water immersion, you don't know how long you're going to be in there for, so it's a bit longer. But you're only in there for a short period of time. You step out and you feel amazing. All the endorphins rush around in the body, and you start to reset and feel much calmer, not as stressed as when you went in to do your cryotherapy
I
session.
like it that you are guided
Yes,
because
it's
I think
important.
it's important for people to be guided because a lot of people, when I see people going into those ice baths as well, you need to be guided because a
You
lot.
do.
I know the body. You both probably are experts and know the physiology and the reaction and I know quite a lot about the body. But if you don't know your body well and the body reactions well, it's quite important to be guided. Antra, was that already in your time, the first times you did it? Was it always with guidance?
So it is, and I would say it should be, must be even, because when we are dealing with environment this extreme, things happen, right? And
Yes.
especially if somebody is new to the experience, it makes all the difference in the world to keep in touch with an expert. And equipment like Maria's at London Cryo, your head is outside, so you are not walking into that
Oh.
enclosed booth that many locations have. In this case, you are actually keeping an eye contact with the operator all time, and
Okay.
that eye contact does more than one thing. One thing is, of course, it makes you feel more comfortable, because
And
although you
safe.
are cold,
It's like
you
a
are safe,
safety
you are
signal.
talking
Yeah.
to somebody. And I have heard of stories, many people say that I did not even notice those 3 minutes go by, because it was such a nice conversation, and I was taken care
Wow.
of, and we were having fun and joking. And so it
Okay.
is a little bit different in those enclosed cabins, where you just open the door, you walk in, and that's like you are in a phone booth, right?
Yes.
There's no conversation available. But even in those cases, there must be somebody who is overseeing the treatment.
Okay.
You have to be prepared. You have to know that you will never be locked in. It's not
That's right.
about like fighting your own discomfort. There is a little bit of discomfort that is normal and that we are seeking, but that is not about torturing yourself,
Yes, I see.
right? And if you feel like your body reacts not in the way you like or expect, you walk out, you adopt very slowly, step by step. Maybe the first treatment you are undergoing, you can only stand there for 1 minute instead
Met.
of 3 minutes, which is perfectly fine. And that is that guidance that we couldn't stress enough, that people simply need. And
I'm
if
glad
you
to
are
hear
left
that. Yeah.
alone
I'm
for
glad
your
to hear that.
cryotherapy session, that is simply wrong. And that actually, I would say it also applies to all other experiences, like sauna, for example, because you can faint in sauna if you overdo it or you don't hydrate properly. You can harm yourself in
Yes.
cold water, and so on and so on. So
I
as much
agree.
as it is all natural, and so you have to have somebody who is more experienced and professional and can guide you through the experience and make you reap the benefits rather than harm yourself in any way.
Maria, as you have the London Creo, can you explain or just illustrate something with a story with a client that had something going on that was quite serious or stress related and that you helped, and how many sessions? Just give us a little example of a journey with cryotherapy and what it has done.
Okay, so one case that stands out in particular for me is that we had a client who he's an Italian man, and his family has high cholesterol. They're all on medication, and then he has a high profile job, so he's also really stressed. But he started coming to London Cryo. The only thing he did differently was he incorporated cryotherapy into his lifestyle. As he went returned back to Italy after a few months, he went to do his tests again, and he found not only was he feeling less stressed because he was cryotherapy was helping him sleep better at night, so he was getting those benefits, but his cholesterol levels came down, which was something they were not able to achieve. You know, his father, his brother all had high cholesterol. So for me, that's one case of a client who did cryotherapy. He's still very regular. He comes in 3, 4 times a week. He got the benefit of being able to now come off his medication and just incorporate, you know, a lot of our modalities, but it was cryo that made the difference to his life and to his health. So
So, am I hearing that once you start cryo, that it's important that you continue that?
it is.
Even is it?
It's something that you need to do consistently. And we normally say front loading it is really important, probably doing, you know, 8 to 10 sessions over the first 3 or 4 weeks, because it awakens the
Wow.
internal doctor in you. That's what we say.
Yes.
I mean, everybody has their own cryo journey. They all come in for their own reasons, whether, you know, you're not able to sleep or you're want to, you know, recover better from training so you can get out and perform better. You know, people with autoimmune diseases come in because
Yes.
of pain management aspect of it. But it is something that you need to do consistently. If you do one session, you're going to have a great night's sleep. We know
Oh,
that.
okay.
But to deal with issues like inflammation and pain management, you do need to do it consistently over a period of time.
Okay. And so both of you, Antra, are you still doing it practically for yourself? Because sometimes it's like the shoemaker, we run around with holes in our shoes, or a doctor who's, not taking care of himself. So tell us a little bit about your practice, how you do this today in your life, being the
Yeah, I wish
godfather.
I was in Maria's shoes because she does sauna and cryotherapy literally every day. She's a
Wow.
center owner. I am
Yes.
not, so I do not have a center, and I have a very travel heavy, unpredictable in many ways
Life.
life. And in Frankfurt, where I live, the closest cryotherapy location is 45 minutes from me. So
Oh.
obviously, I don't go there every day, but I do whole body cryotherapy as often as I can.
Okay.
Because of my status and profession, I have tried
Yes.
pretty much every equipment out there. I find it's both interesting and also necessary to do. In between, when I don't have access to whole body cryotherapy chamber, I do cold in other forms. I do cold showers like you do.
Okay.
Like once or twice a week, depends. I fill my tub with as cold water as it is possible and spend
Okay.
some time. And it's not really an ice bath, but also we are learning that ice is not necessary. The
No.
best temperature for cold water immersion is somewhere between 10 and 15 degrees Celsius. And
Yes.
except for like very hot
Yes.
summer, you can get that 10, 12 degree water,
Oh,
even out
great.
of your
And what
closet.
about children? I'm just thinking, I've got 5 grandchildren between 7 months and 8 years old. Can you tell me how is there an age restriction on how to be exposed on that cold air?
I would say that whole body cryotherapy is not a good treatment for children. There is no consensus how young or old you should be to try. My response to that would be if there is a particular condition, a medical condition, and the doctor finds that exposing the body to whole body cold would be a good idea. For example, a child with cerebral palsy or
Yes, I agree.
multiple sclerosis or all these things that are really difficult to manage, even with medication, then yes. Other than that, a healthy child who is not doing heavy sports and does not need help does not need anything extra. Just leave that body be and let that child grow up. And then
Correct.
we deal with teenagers a lot, but most of them are like footballers or
Yeah, sport
do
people.
other type of really extensive sports. So in that case, it's a little
Great.
different.
I just want to, because the time is flying, and I just want
Yeah.
to talk a little bit about the book that you both have brought out. I mean, quite amazing, because I think it's so necessary that people are more informed and know about cryotherapy. Your book is called Reinventing Cool. From where does that title come? Just and just tell us a little bit, maybe, Maria, about the
Yes.
book, so that we can closure that people
Yes.
know exactly where they can buy it and what about.
Reinventing cool comes from our tagline at London Cryo. So it is London Cryo. We are reinventing cool. So that's where we've kept the title of the book. But you, as you say, it was because we just wanted more people to understand the benefits of doing cryotherapy. And it was at a conference quite a few years ago that I met Antra, and I'd done a first draft and thought, actually, would you mind having a read? And Andra has done all the research and knows a lot of the science behind it.
Great.
Said, look, great first effort, but how about we put the case studies and put the research behind it so everybody can make an informed decision about why they, what is cryotherapy and also what are the benefits of doing it and incorporating it as part of your lifestyle.
Wow, beautiful. And I love the subtitle, because it says how to make cold your best ally against inflammation, pain, and aging. And
Aging.
as a grandmother, I promise you, both of you, that I am going to try cryotherapy if it's somewhere in Belgium. I don't know if there's cryotherapy in Belgium.
Let us find it for you because
Will you
what
find it out for me?
Andrew would know
Yeah,
at the
because I
moment.
would love to, and then I can talk about it, later
Yes.
on in another show. I can say, well, I've done it, and that's what the benefit was for me. I'm actually very intrigued, because I love my cold showers, and I'm actually very intrigued to experience what real cryotherapy, the whole body cryotherapy, can do to me. So thank you so much, both. I just have one more question to both of you. And as if you listen to my show, you know that at the end of the interview, I always ask, is there a statement, a quote that you live by? So I'm just going to ask Entra first. Is there a state, a quote? It doesn't have to do with cryotherapy if it's not. It can be anything in personal healing, personal development, something that you, stand by. One quote.
One thing as a professional and busy businesswoman, I stand by is that your productivity begins with your body, and there is no point in talking about crazy scheduling
Great.
apps or
Thank
anything
you.
if you are not taking care of your physique, and
Love
that
that.
would be
Maria, your turn, because
my
we should
turn is
finish.
all. Yeah, my turn is always step out of your comfort zone because that's where the greatness comes from. So, and that's like taking the risk of establishing cryotherapy in the UK, doing cryotherapy session, putting yourself out of your comfort zone by doing these things is where you're going to get all the benefits
I
from.
so agree with both of you. I mean, our body is our temple,
It
and our
is.
comfort zone can be our prison. That's how I see it. So
Very well said.
thank you. Thank you very much, both of you. And I'll come back to the audience just now after this little break. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, welcome back. Whoa, what a rich, refreshing conversation this has been. And as we close today's episode in this outro from Stress to Authentic Success, I'm going to leave you with a few thoughts that really landed during this interview. Two things that were said at the end that I find deeply true and that I want to go into, not just for physical well-being, but for everything we have talked about here on this show and in my own work with leaders and entrepreneurs. The first one is your productivity begins with your body. Now, Andra Getzoff is spot on here. We often separate the body from the mind, the business, the mission, but that separation, as you know, is an illusion because your body is your business. It's the vehicle that carries your ideas, your energy, your presence, even your power. It is your body that makes you, warns you of what is going on. If your body is exhausted, tensed, or depleted, no strategy in the world can make up for that. And I've seen it over and over again, how highly successful people who are mentally quite sharp, but physically worn out. They push, they perform, they keep going until the body stops them. That's what I lived. I'm a living example for that. So until there's no more energy to give, I didn't have anything left. No more fire to keep things going. Oh yes, I was really lying flat on my back. So what if you stopped today waiting until it's too late? What if you started listening to your body right now before the warning signs become symptoms? What if your productivity didn't come at the expense of your health, but was powered by your health? Whoa, that's a big difference. And that's what cryotherapy, I believe, can do for you. And that's what true wealth is all about. Not just getting more done, but having the energy, the clarity, the insight, and the presence to enjoy the life that you are living. And then the second one, there was this other quote from Maria and Isabella that I absolutely love. Step out of your comfort zone, because that's where greatness begins. Oh, yes. Let's be honest. We were all of us, you included, I'm included. We are wired for safety. We like all the familiar, the predictable, the controllable. But that's not where growth happens. Greatness never happens there. Whether it's stepping into a cryo chamber, like we've heard in the interview, like we discussed today, whether it's starting a new business, setting boundaries, or choosing a different way of leading and living, the moment that you step out of your comfort zone, you step into possibility. Thank you, Maria, for reminding us. It's uncomfortable indeed. Yes, it might be cold in certain ways, but outside the comfort zone, something amazing happens. You wake up, you come alive, and you remember who you are and what you're capable of. So to finish off today, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself this question. Where am I too comfortable? What routines or beliefs even feel safe, but are really silently draining me? And what would it look like to honor my body, not just when it's convenient, but as a sacred part of my success routines? Because as I said in the interview, your body is your temple and your comfort zone is your prison. I see it here every single week. When you know deep down that you were meant for more, it is your comfort zone that keeps you in your prison. It keeps you in limited scarcity. It keeps you in uncertainty. It keeps you where you feel is your present. And that's where I want you to remember through this show and through all my work under the True Wealth concept. It is absolutely a fact that being truly rich has nothing to do with more hustle, with more stress, with more struggle. It's all about more truth, more presence, more energy, more embodiment, more freedom and fulfillment in your body, in your life, and of course, in your self-leadership. So if something in today's episode touched you, if it sparked any curiosity, any realization, any awareness, if it made you pause and reflect, don't let it pass you by. You can visit my website, danielsachs.com. You can explore and how you can make that shift from stress and pressure and overdrive to that inner richness, that resilience, and that true vitality. And if we're not yet connected on LinkedIn, come and say hi to me. That's where I share weekly insights on true wealth. And finally, once again, as I started this episode, I want to thank UK Health Radio for creating this global platform. As we are reaching over 60,000 listeners every single week, it is a privilege to be part of this conscious movement where there's 1.5 listeners every single time, again and again. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being willing to walk this path with me, not just on doing more, but of being more. This was From Stress to Authentic Success. Until next time, bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.